Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Today, we look at an ordinary Christian still standing despite persecution and tragedy in Nigeria. Then, a ministry in Haiti prepares to share a Christmas celebration with kids. We'll tell you what's happening in just a few moments. And we'll begin today in Nigeria. You've heard the stories. Another Christian village attacked, another family murdered by Islamic militants. Greg Musselman with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says
50,000 or more people have been killed between 2009 and 2023. Groups like the Boko Haram, Fulani herdsmen.
Sound overwhelming? It is. But think instead of the ordinary families like yours and mine behind the numbers. Think about people like Pastor Gideon DeWall, who Musselman personally met.
Christmas Eve and then right up until the end of last year, there were 238 Christians that were killed in Plateau State. And Pastor Gideon, who was the overseer for the Christ Apostolic Church and also a local pastor, lost his pregnant wife and five daughters who were burned to death when Fulani Muslims came into the community.
Watch him share his story of forgiveness and healing in the full report online. These stories may be hard to hear, but if you know Christ, these are your brothers and sisters. Musselman tells us,
a positive message is that Jesus died for our sins. He came to earth. That's what Christmas is all about. And as a result of being in the family of God, we need to be praying for each other.
So in all the Christmas cheer you enjoy this week, pray protection for believers like Gideon and the Nigerian church.
They're trying to, you know, worship Jesus, sharing the gospel message with those around them. But this ongoing persecution and the killing it's devastating.
Next, the French prime minister has resigned in the face of a no-confidence vote. France's president has proposed a replacement, but the political and economic fallout are undeniable. David Durance of Teach Beyond says it's unexpected, but it's also the symptom of a large global need for Christ.
We recognize that the whole world is kind of groaning at the moment, and we think that that's only going to be in Syria. Oh, that's only going to be in some parts of Ukraine, etc. And I think what we're actually seeing from Bolivia to France to Syria to some places that we're working on in Creative Access in Southeast Asia, that there actually are seismic shifts happening underneath all that's going on.
Teach Beyond is trying to speak into the chaos by equipping Christian leaders in Europe and around the world. It's difficult to navigate recruitment when local politics gets messy, but Jesus's plan is greater than any human being's.
In that chaos, the gospel is so sharp. It's so clearly a message of hope. It's the great differentiator, and we want to live in that space.
If you want to work with Teach Beyond, head to our website and we'll connect you with opportunities to pray, serve, or give. And despite constant turmoil around the country, For Haiti with Love prepares for their annual Christmas party. Each year on Christmas Day, they serve around 500 kids a warm meal, share the Christmas story, and give them a backpack. Rosalinda Hart from For Haiti with Love tells us,
the backpacks get filled with all kind of goodies, and then we give each kid a backpack, and then they go home, and then they tell the neighbors, they tell the families that didn't come, they tell everybody of what they had experienced. They tell them about the story they've heard, the Bible story, and that's the way that we spread the gospel through the children.
Typically, each year the party moves around northern Haiti to reach different people. However, with increased safety concerns this year, the event will be held at their headquarters with additional security.
Satan is always trying to silence the people that all want to talk about God. We do it anyway because that's what we're there for, to tell people about God. And we have had people that come up trying to stop the party several times throughout the 30 years we've been doing it. But we never stop.
Please pray that the party will go smoothly and that God will bring more people to know him as Lord because of it. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.